Hey there, this is the His Beloved podcast with Kendra Bartlett and Megan Copeland, and we are so glad you are here. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Beloved podcast. I'm Megan, and we're so excited to see you today. So today we have a little bit of a different kind of episode. We have Heather Murphy on the podcast, and she is with the Couple to Couple League, and she's sharing with us this awesome new adventure that they're going on with women during Lent, and you're going to hear all about it. And I'm just here to tell you that she kind of blew our minds in a lot of ways, and every person I've told about this podcast and the things that they're sharing with women about their health and about their cycles, they were like, what? That's possible. So if you're someone who, you know, it's hard every time of the month, this podcast is for you. Guys, this podcast is probably not for you unless you want to learn some things and be a great husband one day. But I do have to tell you some things. So we recorded through the internet, and the internet always gives us trouble. We really enjoy podcasting face-to-face with our guests. It's much better sound quality, much better, just we have more fun together that way. But for this one, we started out in our little podcast studio in my backyard, and the internet completely went out. So we packed up all the mics and ran across the street as fast as we possibly could to Kendra's house, set up all the mics, and then we still struggled over there. There was like so much out to get us that day, which means that whatever she has, you guys really need to hear. So we kind of threw out our normal way of recording online and decided to record through Zoom. I don't like recording through Zoom, and the reason why is because it makes our mics sound funky. So I'm sorry we don't sound great, but Heather sounds really good. I sound like I'm in a tunnel, and I'm sorry about that. But the good thing is I don't talk a lot. Heather does most of the talking. So if you can handle me sounding a little strange and you want to hear some really great information, I encourage you to make it all the way through. One of the things she tells us about is a little quiz and a book that they have called How to Have Lighter, Shorter, Pain-Free Periods. I mean, who doesn't need lighter, shorter, pain-free periods? I think every gal's raising their hand. So I think you should listen. And there is a really special thing that they're doing right now and a discount code. So if you sign up before Lent starts and use our code that is in the show notes, you can get half off. All right. Bye, guys. Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Beloved podcast. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, Megan.
How you doing? Good. So we have a fun guest all the way from, wait, where do you live? Michigan?
No. I'm in near Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. That's right. Okay. Scranton, Pennsylvania.
The office.
The office. That's amazing. Yeah. That in and of itself. Well, we're big office fans. I'm sure it's probably not as exciting as we think it will be to live in Scranton, Pennsylvania, because it's really just, is there even a building there? Is that a real thing?
There is actually, yeah. Okay. They have Dunder Mifflin up on the paper tower. Yeah, those opening credit scenes are actually from Scranton.
It is really. Oh, I've heard amazing. People like travel there a lot to go visit just to see Scranton. Yeah. Anyways, okay, I'm sorry. I digress. We have Heather Murphy here with us today. And Heather is with the Couple to Couple League. Would you like to share a little bit about yourself with us?
So I have been with Couple to Couple League just about a year. I'm their development director. So I'm in charge of fundraising and grant writing, but I also just get to go out and talk to people about what we do and our programs and our initiatives. So I've been working with nonprofits for over 20 years at the local, the regional, the national level. And I am a convert to Catholicism. So awesome. I joined, just over 20 years ago. My husband and I, grew up in the Catholic Church. So we have 5 kids and we live in Northeast PA, just north of Scranton, like we said. And we have a small homestead and just trying to do the best we can.
That's fantastic. All right. So Kendra had some questions for you.
Yes.
We want to get to know you more.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song that you hear?
Sing along.
Sing along. Do you sing?
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Oh, probably maid.
Amen.
Yeah.
Would you rather have a pause or rewind button in your life?
That's a trickier one. I would say probably pause.
Yes.
Shut things down.
Yeah. Would you rather travel everywhere for free or eat everywhere for free?
That is a hard one.
Yeah, I think probably eat. I mean, I would love to travel, but my husband is a homebody. So we can eat more places near here than we can travel.
Yeah.
But see, to me, you travel so that you can eat.
Yeah,
that's the whole purpose of travel.
So, that's true.
I need both.
So true. Okay, this one's funny. Would you rather make a ding sound, like your body makes a ding sound every time you wink, or pew pew sound every time you make a finger gun?
I would love to be able to make the pew pew sound.
Well, I feel like you have more control over that one.
That's true.
It doesn't
That's
have, true. Like you can keep yourself from pew pewing if you had to.
That's true. I wink whenever I don't even realize I wink. And sometimes
I wink.
People that I shouldn't
said blink.
No.
Like every time.
No.
Okay, I guess you could keep yourself.
Yes, like I winked at my boss before.
You winked at your boss?
Yes, it's just like a reaction. I wink at a lot of people and they're like, hello? Right. Okay, last one. Would you rather be followed by a band wherever you go or by someone narrating your life?
Probably a band.
A big marching band behind you everywhere you go. You go to the bathroom.
Should that be better than narrating me going to the bathroom?
That's true.
It's like you're living inside like a teenage movie of like,
right?
The rookie teenager. And then there's like the guy saying, and now. This happens.
Yeah. Yes.
Those are hysterical.
Oh, well, good job. You played along really well. Before we get started, would you like to share a little bit about what Couple to Couple League is for our listeners who aren't aware of it?
Sure. So Couple to Couple League is a Catholic nonprofit organization. We've been around since 1971. And our mission is to educate, inspire, and support. So it's volunteer teaching couples, so a husband and a wife, that are trained in the symptothermal method of natural family planning. And that couple then teaches other couples, so either engaged or married, the symptothermal method. So that's where the name Couple to Couple comes from. It's couples teaching couples natural family planning. And like I said, we use the symptothermal method, which is your basal body temperature and your cervical mucus. And so charting how those work throughout your cycle and identifying your fertile and infertile phases for effective natural family planning.
That's good. So let's real quick, if you can give like a 2-minute spiel on why couples should consider just natural family planning in general.
Yeah.
Because there's many beautiful methods. If me and my husband, I think we did 2 different ones. But it was a gift to our family. But I think it's so scary for many people, especially engaged couples, new couples.
And I think the little 2-hour class that engaged couples get a lot of times is not enough a why. Like, why is this good for our hearts? Why is this good for our marriage? Why is this good for our bodies? They can't say all that in 2 hours. And so a lot of Catholic people just enter into marriage without even really thinking twice about it and don't understand. So that would be great.
No, that's a great question. And I know that's not, I'm going to digress just a little from what we're talking about today, but we do actually have a brand new program called Natural Plan, and it's an intro to NFP and it's method neutral. So it's exactly what you're talking about.
Wow.
It really gets into the hows and whys of what is natural family planning? Why is it good for you? Why does the church teach it? And then it gives an overview of all the different methods. Because though we teach symptothermal, we really believe that the best method is going to be the one that you use. So, so while we hope that it's ours, like, it might be Marquette or Billings or Creighton or, whatever's going to be effective for you. But the nutshell version of why NFP is good for you. one, it's just a natural observation of your normal fertility signs. So it's not covering up anything like, contraceptives sort of flatline your hormones. And it really masks anything that's going on with your fertility cycle. So it's really giving you as a woman that knowledge and understanding of what your body is doing at any given moment during your cycle. So that's wonderful. The way that we teach it, and I think most NFP programs teach it, is a joint effort between husband and wife, or the two, man and woman. So that it's a joint effort. You both have a buy-in in the method. So even though it's the woman's fertility signs you're charting, like, so for me, my husband will chart our temperature, my temperature, not our temperature. He'll chart my temperature. And then I chart my mucus signs, or, you know, my fertility signs that I see. So it's a joint effort. We were always on the same page, and so it's a team effort in that way. And then also using natural family planning, again, any method, really increases communication between the husband and wife, because you're always having this ongoing conversation of discernment, whether it's family size, whether it's finances or stress levels or things like that. All of those pieces and parts go into that conversation of the marital embrace and of, you know, family planning and family size. And so when you take a pill or you use other contraceptive methods, you know, it's kind of a one and done, or a set it and forget it sort of mentality, that you're not having that conversation. But couples that use natural family planning have a much higher rate of success in marriage. You know, the divorce rate is much lower, and marital satisfaction is much better in couples that use natural family planning. And that's not even looking at it from a religious perspective. Mm-hmm. That's just secular studies show that, you know, anyone using a fertility awareness based method, those are some of the benefits, because you are having that conversation. It is a team effort.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
Yeah. The Catholic Church promotes it because it does honor the natural systems. You know, it goes back to the root of theology of the body and understanding how we were created and how we were created to be together. It really honors all those systems in light of church teaching.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you guys have a new initiative that you just started called Revelation 90, or it hasn't started yet, but it will start soon, right?
Right. Yeah. So we're excited. Like I said, so traditionally we've been couples teaching couples, mm-hmm. and we're learning and understanding and appreciate the fact that when women come to us or couples come to us, they're saying, why didn't I know about this sooner? Why didn't I learn this earlier? Because this is knowledge that any woman and young adult should know about their bodies. So Revelation 90 is kind of a step back from our traditional model and reaching out toward, I mean, it's open for any woman at any stage of the game, but really kind of focusing on, it's appropriate for young adult women that really want to learn cycle tracking to understand their natural fertility better. So it's a 90-day program. It's going to start on Ash Wednesday for Lent, and then it's going to go past Lent. It'll go 90 days, but it actually ends on the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima on May 13th.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it was a great way to bookend the liturgical year with this program.
Is that 90 days? From Ash Wednesday to Our Lady of Fatima.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's cool.
I love that. Because it wouldn't be the same every year, right?
Yeah.
No, it just happened there. We're like, this is such a sign.
Yeah, totally.
That was a great thing. So it's Couple to Couple League. We have what's called our Peak Day app. So that's our cycle tracking app that we have that's up and running and anybody can use. But for the 90 days, you get a premium subscription to Peak Day. And then we're partnering with Soul Core and Temple and Table as our three pillars of like mind, body, and spirit. So the foundations of the program are to track your fertility each day in the app and to pray the Angelus at noon. Mm-hmm. That's a special prayer to us at CCL. We have our team meetings at noon each day and pray the Angelus. So those are the foundations. And then Temple and Table is Amanda Rowater. She's going to talk about nutrition and how that affects your cycle and how you can improve certain things with your cycle, with what you eat and how you eat and how you can prepare it. You know, even, you know, when you don't, if you're on campus or, you know, have some other things, like you can still make good choices. So there's going to be live webinars with her. And then with Soul Core, we also have participants will have access to all of their exercises with the different mysteries of the rosary, but then they're going to do some live webinars too, as far as like morning prayer and evening prayer and mindfulness. So participants will get a journal that they can track. So the app is online, you know, on the phone, but you'll get a hard copy journal that you can track your goals and you can add in as many things as you want to do, or you can make it as simple as you want and you can kind of fluctuate it. So week by week, you set your goals, you mark them off. And there's the Rev 90 portal is an online kind of home base where the webinars are going to be, where we'll have some fun bonus content, where there's some preloaded things like how to chart and get started with that. And like I said, the Soul Core exercises will be in there. So it's really kind of a holistic look at your health and wellness and fertility over 90 days. And we really hope, especially for those that are trying to learn and want sort of a nice entry way into fertility awareness, that this is a great supportive environment to do that.
That's so powerful. I'm just sitting here thinking about my teenage girls.
I am too. And,
because it's time to start teaching them these things. Mm-hmm. I wish I would have been taught way before I heard it for the first time when we were engaged.
Yeah.
You know, just to go into the mindset of even dating in general, I think it would completely change dating to make this awareness of your fertility and that your fertility is a gift and that your mm-hmm. body is a gift, and to shift that mentality so that when you go into dating, there isn't, like the mentality of taking mm-hmm. gets shifted mm-hmm. into gift, right? Yeah. And like the purpose of waiting for that gift and mm-hmm. that sort of thing. And also, I think it would narrow down your choices and partners to someone who would recognize you as gift right. and right. honor that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it makes your fertility much more upfront, because sometimes I think for teenagers, it's like, in college students, it's like, oh, that's something that happens later on in my life. That isn't current. You know what I mean? Like, no, it is current. Like you currently have fertility.
Right. Yeah. So
let's pay attention to that. But also like for my daughters, they also have experienced some medical concerns. Mm-hmm. And so they've been told to track by their doctor, but they don't really know how. And it's a little bit like confusing for them. And so this would be a good way to teach them.
Yeah, it would be.
And having an app makes it so much more
fun.
But also like user friendly for them. Like, come on, they're like, they're a phone age, right? Yeah. They need somewhere to write it down on a phone.
Right. Yeah. And that's the one thing that I love about our app is so there is the premium version that will actually interpret your phases and your low temperatures and your high temperatures. And it's colorful depending on what phase you're in. But if you use the free tracking version, which we specifically did to help young adults that don't need to know exactly, you know, that,
right.
It's age appropriate. So there's no outside ads, no outside content.
Oh, that's
good. Just the science behind fertility tracking. So it could be as simple as just tracking your period, but you can also track your mucus symptoms in there. You can track like whether you have a headache or acne or bloated or, you know, and then when you see it all in one spot, big picture, it really does help you understand, oh, this is what's going on. Like you have a little bit of grace with yourself to know, like,
right.
You know, like I had 5 days of headaches. No, it's not a brain tumor. It was PMS, you know,
right.
Right. Maybe crabby during that time. Yeah. As you're talking about your teens, I did a workshop with my daughter and some of the girls from her school on this, like, you know, the biology of it and what biomarkers to look at and teaching them how to use the app. And one of her best friends came up afterwards. She's like, I feel so empowered.
That's so good.
Such a great thing, right? And one of the girls she came up to me afterwards too and said, you know, I have really heavy periods and I didn't know. It like gave her the words to talk to her mom about it.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
She kind of knows and I kind of know what to say, but it helped her have that understanding of like, okay, here's how I can track it. Here's how I can take it to my doctor and show them. Mm-hmm. I think girls need to know this from the time they start.
Yeah. And they don't know what they don't know, right?
So right.
Like if they're struggling and having really heavy periods, they don't know that's not normal.
Right.
Unless they're having these conversations and there's someone who can answer.
Or drastic mood swings. My daughter, my daughter had struggles with the emotional side effects leading up to her cycle. And she's so hard on herself. She's like, why am I like this? Why am I so quick to become angry? And you know, those sorts of things. She doesn't want to be that way. And just to give them grace.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. And that's part of what this program is going to do too, is just sort of understanding, like one of the things that they'll get in addition to their journal is one of our booklets called Shorter, Lighter, Pain-Free Periods.
Oh,
and it has,
everybody needs that.
Exactly. It's a holistic look at like what supplements would help me with this? What nutritional things help me with this? Like when you need more iron or you need more protein or, you know, this kind of vitamin would help with mood swings or, you know, so it really, we hope will teach the participants that big picture of, you know, this normal, or if it's not normal, there are things that you can do without going on the pill or, you know, making those choices.
Well, and it's cool too, what you're talking about the app, because my daughters use like a tracker mm-hmm. app, but they're not Catholic tracker apps.
Right. Yeah.
And so they'll say things on there that are really not appropriate for them. Mm-hmm. You know, like they might say things about, you know, they don't put it in an appropriate NFP kind of style. You know what I mean? And they don't like that. They're like, why is it talking about me having sex? Like I'm 14. Right. Like I don't need that part of this on my app, you know? So I like that you said that there's like it's more tailored to that age group. And then there's one that's more for married couples, and because they need that too. They need to not be bombarded with that message before they're ready to be bombarded.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Awesome. So it's the 90s, right? So like this one is Revelation 90, and there's like Exodus 90, and there's we did one a couple years ago. Which one did we do? Don't even know the name of it. Well, the problem was we started out like Fiat 90, I think, in one group.
Yeah.
And then we joined another group that was Magnificat 90.
But they were kind of the same thing.
But they so we did like a mixture of the two.
Okay. Yeah.
And so then we never could remember. But I also did one called Nineveh 90.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that one, I think, was like the first of this like kind of style of like 90-day devotion. And it was intense. I mean, it was like Exodus 90.
Yeah.
That style of just really intense prayer. And I didn't do all the things. But I will say that the two times that I've done these 90 devotions, something life-changing has happened in that process. Like I have seen the Lord show up, and both times around day, like, I don't know, 35 or 40, I was like, done. This is the worst idea I've ever had in my entire life. What was I thinking? The first time when I did Nineveh 90, it happened to be that it fell on, it ended on Our Lady of Fatima's feast day.
Oh, wow.
But I don't think it started on Ash Wednesday. I think it started way before that.
In January.
And so it ended up being like an extra longer Lent all the way to Our Lady. But there was something really powerful for me. So tell me a little bit about like why you guys chose 90.
Well, part of it is because at 90, you know, there is sort of a trend to do that 90 days. You know, so it sticks in people's mind. But you know, for us with the cycle tracking, to have that's typically about 3 months of cycle tracking, you know? So at that point, if you're new to charting, that 3 months is a good opportunity to get your baseline, to kind of see some patterns, to kind of figure out, you know, where there might be some issues or concerns or what things you're doing really well. So it's a nice length of time to not be an overwhelming commitment, but to be long enough to see those patterns. And then to incorporate some of those other things like the nutrition, like the wellness. And we are not as hardcore as
showers.
We want to ease in there. Like I said, it really is a make it your own. You know, there's a box in the journal where you can set several goals for the week, or you can just set two goals, you know, and we have a page of suggestions of things that you can add in. But really, you know, a lot happens over the course of 90 days. So maybe you start off really strong and you do hit that wall, you know, where you're like, I just can't this week. And so you back it down and you do the two things. You do, you know, you pray the Angelus and you track your cycle that day and you journal your highs. And there's a spot in the journal for your highs and your lows and your prayer intentions. And so it's just a spot to sort of to walk that journey, however you're called to do that journey for these 90 days. And see how those things all come and play together.
That's beautiful. And I like that it's more of like, instead of being like so asceticism, where you're taking things away, it's like you're adding to this journey. Because let's be real, that's what young girls need. they need to add things that are good and holy into their lives and these good and holy habits. And my daughter even really likes to do Soul Core. Have you done any other videos?
No, I haven't. Uh-uh.
Yeah, will you explain Soul Core just a little bit to us for people that may not know what that is?
Yeah, Soul Core is, it's core exercises and stretching and body movements, but to the mysteries of the rosary. So so it's prayer and movement together and sort of that, you know, using all your senses in coming together in prayer.
Yeah. So it's like an appropriate Catholic way to use the same exercise techniques that maybe like Pilates or not the yoga stretches.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the spiritual connotation that yoga would have, but it's more of a Catholic.
That's neat.
Yeah. And they also, I think, have the Divine Mercy chaplet and some other things. So you end up like praying and exercising. Very cool. All right. So let's see. Is there anything else we need to know about this wonderful program?
So we are kicking off. So like I said, it starts Ash Wednesday. We're actually doing a pre-launch webinar on February 7th. Hmm. So that's just a welcome, get started, get settled. So as soon as people register, they can go to revelation90.org or .com or learnnfp.org.
Okay.
Where all of our classes are. So they can go there and register. It's $40. So, you know, less than a dollar a day, if, you know, you're doing the whole 90 days, but a dollar a day for Lent. And like I said, you get your welcome pack, which has your journal. It has the shorter, lighter, pain-free periods. You get a thermometer if you want to start tracking your temperature. You get the Angelus and some other fun goodies that are in there. So we'll send that out to you. And then you immediately get access to the Rev90 portal, which is the online community. Mm-hmm. And there are the get started videos for the app on there. And then little by little, we'll release some content each week. That's where the webinars will be. We're going to have some surprises in there throughout the months. There's going to be prizes if you enter. If you track each day and you log in and you tell us that you've been tracking, each month we're going to give away either a gift certificate or a blend jet. And then at the end of the 90 days, yeah, if you do the whole program, everyone will, when you do the survey at the end, we'll have some sort of prize. And the other thing, oh, I forgot about this too. So there, another part of it is called your cycle IQ. So in the journal, there's a link to a little quiz. So you take the pre-program quiz that gives you your cycle IQ. What do you know about fertility cycles in general? And then a little bit of information about your own personal cycle, like with your moods, with the length of your period, with the heaviness of bleeding, to kind of gauge, you know, set that baseline. And then at the end of the program, you take the cycle IQ again. And hopefully over the course, you see that your score has gone up, both in your personal knowledge of your cycle, but then by using that shorter, lighter, pain-free period book and coming to the webinars, you're going to gain that other information to boost your score at the end too. So you can also kind of quantify how much you've learned and grown, not just in seeing in your chart, but also just that, you know, qualitative number beginning and end with your cycle IQ too.
That's amazing.
That is.
Like I was not raised Catholic. And so nobody talked about cycles at all.
Yeah.
You would not believe the ridiculous misconceptions I had about fertility
really?
When I was trying to get pregnant the first time, because no one talked about this kind of
thing.
Yeah. And it was almost like a hush hush, because like, it was almost like if we talk about fertility, that makes it real.
Yeah.
So let's just act like it doesn't exist. And we're just going to scare kids into thinking that they can get pregnant always.
Yeah.
Not really how fertility works either. I was like, really? There's only a couple of days a month that I can actually conceive when I'm trying to conceive. Are you sure?
Yeah.
But like, kids are just not taught these things. And so they end up growing up with all this pain from heavy, heavy, long, you know, long-term periods that they shouldn't be having.
Mm-hmm.
No one's walking them through any of this.
Yeah.
Like, what a gift it will be to our generation to be able to understand their bodies long before they ever meet their spouses.
Right. Yeah.
That's powerful. Yeah. Like, that's really impressive.
And just the natural ways that they can go about correcting some of the things and adjusting it to where it's not so torturous.
Yeah. This is just not what you know, what you're stuck with.
Yeah.
Like my girls, sometimes it's like 50 days in between, like they're really struggling with some of this stuff and they need somebody to walk them through.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. I mean, and $40, that's not much.
No.
At all.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Okay. I feel like I'm going to have to sign my two girls, whether they like it or not. But I think that they will though. I think they'll be interested in this.
That's cool. And that's the other thing too. We would love it's, you know, can be an individual journey, but it's also a great community program. So if friends, your sisters wanted to do it together, mothers and daughters, or, you know, girls that are on campus want to, you know, get together a little small group, or an athletic team wants to do it together, or, you know, it really can be modified for small group support too. So we totally encourage that. And even for women that, you know, are already familiar with tracking their cycles, or maybe they're perimenopausal and that's not their main focus, there's still the benefits of that nutrition and the benefits of the wellness and just doing that kind of program in a community. Like you were saying, like, it's a great way to add things into your Lent rather than take away necessarily. So, you know, while it's totally appropriate for young women and young adults, that's what we're gearing it toward. We strongly encourage any woman who's interested to sign up.
That's awesome. So I think there's also a discount code. Is that right?
We are. Yeah. So for special friends, we're going to offer 50% off. So that code, we will make sure that we give you. And if you find it in the show notes, then go to the registration page. You just type that in as your coupon code and it would be $20 instead of $40.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, great. Well,
thank you for y'all's generosity.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, being the development director, we have such great donors. So shout out to our donors and our supporters for being able to make this kind of program possible.
Oh, that's awesome.
You can tell by that this is really a mission of your hearts, not so much a, like, this isn't like the next Catholic, like, we're going to be entrepreneurs and we're going to make money. Like, this is more for the women of the church and for the building up of the body. Like, you can see that there's a lot of heart behind this. And I see that.
It is. It's so beautiful. Like, when we hear donor stories, you know, they say, you know, I've been asking, why is it important for you to give to CCL, or why do you continue to give? And it is because they were so blessed by natural family planning and the courses and what they learned in their own marriages, that they want to be able to pay it forward to other couples and other young women. So it really is that gift of self giving back so that others can learn.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
All right.
Good job, Body of Christ.
Yeah. I just love to see the Catholic Church alive and moving too. Like, what a great way to like reach out to teens and college students and like helping people live authentically Catholic. Like, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Shall we end with what God is doing in your heart?
I don't know what God's doing in my heart yet. So you go first.
For me, actually, and I'm probably going to be speaking about this for a few weeks, because I think it's just a message that he's highlighting within me, is just the beauty of the gift of the human person and how our culture has, I just had an experience this weekend that I won't go into, but our culture is just stripping that, and it's just all grasping and taking and we're called to be gift. So
yeah, that's beautiful. We played a game the other day at youth ministry, and we were talking about like the crises in kids' lives. So we wanted to like have a game that was a crisis, and it was like, spaceship is going down and you have to throw people off the ship. Who has more value? And I was like, this is the most unpro-life thing we've ever done. That's like, some of the kids were like, no, I can't choose. I'm like, good for you. Good for you that you can't choose.
And we'll all go down together.
And one of them was like a priest, and they're like, we don't need the priest. And I'm like, no, actually we do. I think we missed the point, y'all. Anyway, it was entertaining. It was fun, but didn't have that teaching moment.
Yes.
How about you? What's God doing in your heart, Heather?
I don't know. I think sort of similar. There are, you know, in the school that my kids go to, there's so many great opportunities coming up to be able to serve and to help. And I'm on the board at a pregnancy center as well. So just trying to grow that mission and that outreach. And then with these new programs, a couple to couple league, you know, being able to talk to young women and teach young women some of these things, like you said, just our culture needs that information. Like teens and young adults are so hurting right now. Like, there's so much noise out there, to try to be able to share that message a little bit more and more effectively.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Megan,
so
have you thought of something?
On our last podcast, or maybe it was two ago, I don't remember. We talked a lot about how like the Lord keeps like shutting doors in my life, and then like other things are opening up. And I was like, all right, God, so we're done with that. And he's not done. So he just keeps like closing doors in my life. And Kendra, you mentioned that like image of the little girl holding the teddy bear behind her back, or she's holding the teddy bear and saying, but I want it and I love it. And Jesus is asking her to give it to him. And then he has an even bigger teddy bear behind his back, and she's like, but it's everything I have. And he's like, but that's all that I want is like your heart. And, so yeah, I'm just like really living in that feeling of like heartache and sadness of letting things go, but also like feeling this like excitement. I've been doing a lot of work with the youth ministry at our church, and I'm starting a women's ministry there. And it's just like, I'm seeing the fruits of like what God's been building.
Yeah.
And it's been a lot of fun, though it's like, wasn't part of my plan. He's got some really beautiful things happening. So you know, just trying to hang in there. Well, it was so wonderful to meet you, Heather. And we're going to put all this info in our show notes. And I hope that some women go on this journey with you guys during Lent, all the way to Our Lady.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Heather.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. Every chance we get to meet with you and talk about Jesus just brings so much joy to our hearts. I pray that the revival is coming, and I pray that the revival is coming through you. Did you know that you're part of this? I pray that every single day
you grow more in love with Jesus, you hear his voice more, you follow him more. And I pray that this podcast is helping you a little bit along that way. If you are liking what you're hearing, we would love for you to share it with a friend. We would love for you to make a review on your podcast app, Apple, Spotify, whatever podcast app you use. And we would love for you to follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and email us if you ever have any questions or you just want to share what God did in your heart today during the episode. See you next week.